We've now come to that final phase of development, and that has to do with the emerging leaders. There's a poem that John Perkins uses often that I think really explains or it depicts what we're looking for when it comes to emerging leaders. It's a Chinese proverb: go to the people, live with them, learn from them, love them. Start with what they know, build with what they have. But with the best leaders, when the work is done, the task accomplished, the people will say, "We have done this ourselves." It is an amazing thing when your high school leaders accomplish the teaching, the development of the day camp, accomplish something major, and they say, "We did it. I didn't think I could do it, but I did." It's really an amazing thing when young people tap into their divine imprint and their leadership potential. Well, emerging leader expectations. You have a your young people that are in your high school group. You invite them to become a part of the emerging leaders. Again, as I said before, that this is something that is not for everyone, because there's a certain amount of commitment that needs to be made. There are certain responsibilities they will have. And so already, they don't just automatically become emerging leaders. They have to want to be emerging leaders. So, some of the expectations. One is a big one. They're consistently striving to give as much as they know of themselves to as much as they know about Jesus Christ. So again, you've introduced the idea that the relationship with Jesus and your walk with Jesus is a dynamic, ongoing, learning thing. So as much as they know of themselves to as much as they know of Jesus Christ. They participate as an enthusiastic learner, encourager, cheerleader. They don't criticize, gossip, or malign peers in any way, but rather pursue their very best. They must contribute thoughtful interaction, consistent attendance, and genuine effort to the cohort team. And they must commit to learning and applying to the best of their ability the disciplines of a life worth living. So these are some of the commitments. You may have some other expectations of them, but these are key. I believe these are key. It gives meaning to their involvement with the emerging leaders. What are some potential outcomes of this? What happens when a young person goes through the emerging leader initiative? Well, one is they discover and grow their leadership potential. Not only do they discover what their leadership potential is, but they begin to grow it. They are functioning within it. They have fun while engaging in challenging work. I remember a few years ago when a young man that I had worked with, I helped him develop a transformational discipleship ministry. And during the summer camp, one of the youth, it was interesting to me what he said. He says, "You know, when I go home, I don't like being home. But when I'm here, I like it here. This is a loving..." He's talking about work. He's saying, "This is a loving place, a place that I really enjoy. I don't like going home. I want to be here, and I want to be working with the kids." So you're having fun while engaging in challenging work. They receive financial remuneration for their labor. In our program, because in our situation, we have young people that they're asking them to give, high schoolers, they're asking them to give time to work here instead of working at some other job. And so as a ministry, we would actually raise additional support so that they would have financial remuneration for the work that they did. During the school year, when they put in a couple hours a week working with kids, we gave them some money for that. And then during the summertime, they were salaried employees. And so we didn't want money to be an issue with them being able to give of their time. They serve kids in the neighborhood. That really is key. I think we've said it before, potential and hope ignite when children see, modeled by youth from their neighborhood, possibilities for their own lives. The fact that they are serving kids in their own neighborhood, they play a powerful role in the next generation that's coming up. They show that there is an option for, they show to children that there is an option for them, a very positive and powerful option for them as they move into adolescence. They travel to serve children in other cities on week-long mission trips to urban areas within and outside the United States. It's my personal conviction that a young person in high school, they really should not graduate unless they have had some overseas experience. And the reason they need to serve in a different community, a poorer community than the one that they grow up in. And the reason for it is simple. There is a phrase, you complain you have no shoes until you meet someone who has no feet. Many times, young people in American poverty is very different than poverty in other places. And for them to experience it, to go out of their neighborhood and to be able to serve and work with others who are in a different situation, it changes their perspective on life. And so I think it's important that they have that kind of experience. And that has been life-changing for many of them. It has just changed their lives by being a part of another culture for a while. They also, and again, this relates to this here, they leave behind a legacy of service as an example other young people can follow. And so they are leaving behind a legacy, a very powerful legacy. In fact, that is the Emerging Leader Experience. This is a matrix that we designed to describe just what happens to the emerging leader. The emerging leader is engaged in three areas: leadership, discipleship, and life study. Leadership is the experience, so is discipleship. With discipleship, they are in the leadership, they are leading kids. In discipleship, they are learning and growing in their leading of kids. Life study, that's a dimension where our young people, there are many mentoring programs. We believe in mentoring. But we also think that there's something very important that needs to be included in the mentoring. And that is that the mentee needs to want to seek out and be with the mentor. The idea is that the emerging leader, as they learn about who they are and they begin to think about where am I going with my life, then you want to bring people into their life that are already where they want to be. And so they may say, you know, I really feel like God has designed me to be a school teacher. Then you want to bring into their lives a school teacher that could come and share, this is where I was at your age. This is how I got from there to here. And so let me help you. I can show you. It's someone who can show by the example of their lives, can give some direction, some ideas, some counsel, as this emerging leader begins to say, I see myself emerging in this direction. Who do I know or who can I meet that can help me get there? So, leadership, discipleship, and life study. Those are the three dimensions of the emerging leader experience. But out of that come some results. One is direction. again, when a young person understands, they understand who they are in Christ, that the answer to the identity question causes them to start pointing them in a direction that is in line with how God has made them. They develop in character. They begin to see, just like the illustration of Skye, when she was walking with her friend, and she said, "No, I can't stay with my friend who's swearing like this. In fact, I can't be that way. I have to be different." It influences them in their own character development. It helps them in their knowledge of who they are, their knowledge of God, their knowledge of life, the questions that they ask. They're developing skills around their divine imprint. They're developing skills on how to carry that out, how to express that, how to utilize that. And then the last one, they leave behind a legacy. They are the ones that make a difference. See, again, they are the hero in the story. We are there in their lives as the coach. We coach them. We help them discover. And then they are the ones that are making the significant difference in the lives of younger people in their community. And those children will never forget them. They have left behind a legacy. That's the emerging leader experience. And so, they're learning while they are leading. They're learning in a number of ways. One, they're influencing children. They're meeting together over the course of the school year. They're meeting with weekly with children. And they may be a cohort, a team. They each take turns leading. One of them leads, and the others, usually the teacher is the leader. And so the person who is teaching for that week, that person is in charge of telling everyone else what they're going to be talking about and how they can assist. When you have one person leading, the others, it's not that the others have nothing to do. No, they support the leader. They are always in that relationship with the leader. They're never, when they're with a meeting, by the time from when the meeting starts to when the meeting ends, they are engaged. They have a role to play. And they take turns doing this. So they can play the role of the leader, the lead person, and they can play the role of the supportive person. They learn how to do that. They're always working with the kids. Then there's, where are you? There you go. They take turns leading for roles, and then again, working at third through fifth grade, that pivotal time where children are, it's a time in their lives where they're going to go one direction or another. To have a positive role model that is only a few years older than them can make a tremendous difference in the direction of that child. And then these children that they work with, they become the core group for the summer day camp. So that small group of kids that they're working with weekly over the course of the year, they work with, they become the core group of young people that will be involved in their vacation Bible school, summer day camp, whatever you call it, but whatever it is, it's something where they already have that relationship with the children. And so that just carries on. And the children, the core kids, already respect their leadership. They've earned that. And so so they're learning while they are leading. That's what the emerging leaders do and what they experience. But now we want to take a look at how does preparing for the summer day camp make a difference in their life?